Amanda Signorelli, CEO of Tech Week, is here. Tech Week is going on in Chicago, and it's a huge thing right now. It's I don't know how many people you have in attendance this year.
We're expecting about 12 to 15,000.
12 to 15,000. That's insane.
It is, which is a great turnout for the city. It's just exciting to know that there's that many people plugged in and really actively looking to learn.
Is it too early or too late for me to withdraw my name as an MC on Friday? Because that's a lot of people. I can handle like the 500.
It's way too late. It's way too late. That's why I didn't give you the numbers before. That's fine.
Yeah, no one's told me where to go. It's fine. Yeah, I can handle like 500 people, but I think once you get, you know, close to like 15,000, it gets a little crazy. But no, this is amazing. And, you know, like I said, it's incredibly busy. Today is what, day two of Tech Week?
Yes, today's day two.
So I guess why don't you give us kind of an update on what all has gone on this week and what's going to be going on this week?
Absolutely. So we kicked off on Monday with just a collection of different events that were there for both content and for people just to meet each other. So we had a diversity in tech event over 1871. Then we also had a couple recording sessions with a few different people over actually at For the Win Chicago. Yep. And then followed it up with a kickoff party. So lighter day to begin with and then slowly building it out. And then today our biggest event is the Capital One Diversity in Tech Summit this evening.
And I'll be there. I'll be there. Perfect. At the shop, right?
It's going to be great. That office space is beautiful. They have 3D printers everywhere. You get to really just immerse yourself.
I am looking forward to going there myself. So what does the rest of the week look like? I know, you know, one of the things, so you as a CEO, and how long have you been now CEO of Tech Week?
Started in March.
All right. So like me with Technori, kind of new to the party. I know just from knowing your background that you are a detail-oriented, operations-oriented person, and I think anyone will agree it's super important when it comes to building and running a company. But in particular with Tech Week, a lot of moving parts. So I know that you take it very seriously to make improvements every single time you guys go through. What are some of the main improvements that you think people are going to see versus last year or just versus the last Tech Week you guys hosted?
I love that question. That's great. I think for us, the most important piece is we really want to keep in mind what people want to see when they come to Tech Week. And before, there was sometimes this issue of trying to be everything for everyone, yep, which can get very complicated very quickly. And so some of the key pieces of feedback that we received were, first and foremost, try and segment by needs. And so what we started doing was actually creating customer profiles and thinking, here's what an entrepreneur might want to see. Here's someone that's more technical. They might be more appealing to see this type of content versus an executive. So once when we bucketed out each of these profiles, we started building content that mattered to each of them and then actually building that out in a day. So instead of having 2 days where it's a big show, it's everything to everybody, you now have an investment on each profile for every single day.
Yep.
And that's the big goal. So that's the first one. The second one is that we've actually split everything apart when it comes to the trade show. Last year, you would have seen actual stages and the trade show together, open layout. And the biggest thing we heard from people was, I couldn't really hear the speakers and speakers couldn't hear themselves. So with that feedback, we internalized and said, great, why don't we just create two separate spaces? We'll have all of the speakers in one area to designate content. And in the other area, we'll have the trade show. That's number two. And I think the number other piece that stands out in my mind, the number three, is pushing content forward so that it's always top of mind. It can be really fun to meet each other, but it's also very important that people really come away from Tech Week learning something. Yeah. And when I ask people, why do you go to Tech Week? They say, I came to learn. So it's important to me that I can create opportunities for that every day.
Yeah. I think obviously, as you know, with Technori, content is king for us. And it ultimately comes down to, you know, what are we presenting to the audience and who is our audience? One, mm-hmm, you know, we have to know our audience. And then what are we presenting to them to make it so that when they leave, now granted, I only have to fill like an hour and a half, you have to fill a week. So it's a little different ballgame. But at the same time, when they leave, I can't have even one audience member be like, oh, well, that was a waste of my time. Mm-hmm. And I remember not just Tech Week, many, many events, particularly in technology, I think, because like you said, it is so broad and there's sort of this like everything for everyone sort of desire that everyone kind of has.
Yep.
You would ask them like, why did, you know, what were you going to Tech Week for in the past? And be like, well, I don't know. Everyone's there. You know, like I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if I'm the owner of this, I'm wondering, I'm like, that's great. I'm really happy that you have to go to my event. That's,
yep,
important. But I'm a little bit like annoyed or mad or angry or feel like maybe I'm not getting it done right, that you're not going there for a specific cause. And it sounds like you've put a renewed focus in making sure that everyone has an answer to that question. So I'm looking forward to go to Tech Week. tomorrow, I think, is, well, no, tonight starts with the shop. So
perfect.
It's going to be the first thing. What are some of the three favorite things, the three events this week that you are most excited about doing? And are there anything new events that have never been done before?
So I'm a super nerd,
yes.
Given that's the case.
I did not Wednesday. Mean yes in affirmation. Yes, of course.
Of course.
You are the CEO of Tech Week.
Yeah,
I would
supposed
hope you're
to be pretty
nerdy.
And there's an opportunity on Wednesday to actually win a BB-8 at the Nerdery Night, which is just the coolest thing ever. Could not be more excited about that. So highly recommend checking out that event for sure. I'd also say on Thursday, there's quite a lineup of speakers that I'm really excited about within the fintech space, yeah. Especially when it comes to accessing capital in other specific areas that may not have the infrastructure to do so. There's quite a few companies that'll be speaking about that. So that's number two. And the number three is the launch competition. So we have that at the end of the week as an opportunity for people to pitch their companies and folks to really get a sense of who are the companies in Chicago that are growing in early stage. And that's also an opportunity.
I really like the sound of that event. That sounds like an event that I would absolutely love to go to.
Absolutely. Even better when it goes together with another partner. So looking
this
forward.
This is true. So I mean, I guess kind of the last thing, well, before we get to that, last thing before this is, you can still get tickets to this, correct?
You can still get tickets and you can still actually sign up for the launch competition. So tickets are on the site.
So just go to techweek.com?
Techweek.com/Chicago, buy tickets and you're all set.
Awesome. People need to do that like immediately for one. The other piece that I was going to go to was, I don't know. I mean, obviously the people who are tight in the community know Tech Week quite well and mm-hmm. know, you know, the history of Tech Week and similar to Technoria, it's launched essentially the same time frame. But I don't know that they know exactly that you guys do them in all kinds of other cities and things. Obviously, like I said, the close to the community people know. But what are some of the previous cities that you guys have been in? What are the next cities coming up? And what is the difference in those cities versus Chicago?
Yeah, there's quite a few differences, which for us is very exciting because we learn about a very broad range of topics. We kicked off the year with Detroit, where there was quite a bit of conversation about mobility, but mobility defined beyond just the car.
Yep.
Also talking about how do you look at processing data from ports? How do you use that to become more efficient when actually using ships to move materials? That's a whole broader conversation, and that's a big piece of that. Then you have, after Chicago, is Toronto. And in Toronto, we see quite a bit of development in the clean tech space, quite a bit when it comes to fintech as well. IoT, smart cities is very large there. Cisco has invested almost $100 million in an innovation center just dedicated to that.
Wow.
Then you actually go into Kansas City. And Kansas City is personally one of my favorite markets because they have such a great story. Our first year there, we had 6,000 people. And that is the home of big data. So you have all of the data scientists who are experts in semantic modeling,
so you can nerd
et cetera.
Out, like absolutely, like crazy.
Absolutely.
Like I feel like data's got to be like your absolute.
My number one go-to.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's not nerdy at all.
And then after that, we've got New York, followed by LA, and then Miami.
Very cool. One other thing I'd ask is this is just a curious question. Forget the audience. I don't care what you guys think on this one. What would be your secret, you think, to the success of being able to cultivate an audience such as 6,000 people in a city that I don't think, well, I know it's a data capital. I don't think that universally, like, so we just had one in Milwaukee and we put some people together. It's not easy to embed yourself into a community and find those people. How are you guys finding not just an audience, because filling your halls with people is not the answer. It's filling them with engaged people who really want to be there. How do
you
do that?
The right folks.
Yeah, how are you doing that?
It's very difficult, absolutely. And especially for a company that's headquartered in one location without any other satellite offices. So actually engaging people can be very, very difficult. And for us, the biggest thing that we've come to terms with and realize is the crux, frankly, of our strategy is having a very robust grassroots approach.
Yeah.
So that means community partners is not something where you just put your logo up there. That's just not going to cut it. We actually want to know, what are you most interested in as a community partner? What fits for you? Because going back to what I was saying about audience, I can turn around and say, for this archetype of a community partner, you're a university, these are the best events for you to attend.
Sure.
But that means one-on-one direct engagement with anywhere from, in our smallest markets, about 20, to our biggest markets, about 300 community partners in every single city that we operate. And so that has to be a beast, frankly, and has to be very process-oriented, but also in tune to making sure that we can react to the feedback we receive.
That's a lot of information. I hopefully I can go back and read it and listen to it in transcripts, and hopefully I'm going to copy you. Exactly. Thank you so much. Where do people go to follow Tech Week and follow you and things like that?
Techweek.com/Chicago. We'll be all over social media, so feel free to tweet out at us.
Do you have your ticket to Technoria on Tuesday the 28th?
No, but I'm looking for one about you, so let me know when that's coming.
You've got the ticket. Ticket's already there. as I'm mentioning, we've got the Technoria event Tuesday to 7 days from now, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous knowing it's my first one, and I'm pretty sure I'm probably either going to be booed off the stage or fall off the stage. But either way, you'll be able to go and meet tons of really cool people and some companies, five companies of which I think are incredibly exciting, and I just can't wait. So please get your tickets at technori.com. Thank you very much, Amanda, for taking the time today. I know it's a very busy, busy week for you, and I will see you at the shop tonight.
Pleasure. See you after.
You can see this episode and more on WGN Plus app. You can download it on iTunes. You can continue watching us on Facebook Live on the Technori page. Please stay connected by following us on Twitter at Technori. Follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.